When the news of the coronavirus first emerged, Gilead immediately began to investigate the potential of remdesivir, a medicine we had been studying for many years as part of our extensive research in antivirals. Since then, we have been working with the greatest sense of urgency and responsibility to determine whether remdesivir does indeed work against COVID-19. The vaccines in the GSK portfolio have been helping to protect people from serious disease for well over 100 years. Today, our vaccines continue to tackle some of the world's most devastating diseases, including pneumococcal disease, rotavirus, whooping cough, and influenza. Along with regular hand washing and not shaking hands to avoid the spread of disease, it's recommended that people stay at least 6 feet apart from others. This is because the droplets from a person's cough or sneeze may contain the virus. If you're too close to an infected person, you may inhale the droplets, including the COVID-19 virus, if the person coughing or sneezing has the disease.
Look, I really don't feel like I drink that much. I mean, it's 2 or 3 nights a week, and I'm only really getting drunk a couple of times a month.
I get it, Kevin, and it's not unusual for a guy your age, but your liver panels don't lie. You need to cut back.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't really have a choice, do I?
The morbidity and mortality rate of cardiovascular disease, CVD, is relatively high worldwide. Cellular senescence is an irreversible arrest of cell growth. Accumulating evidence suggests that cellular senescence exerts important effects on vascular endothelial dysfunction, which is believed to be an early pathological event during CVD development.